Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm just excited to come before you this morning to present the Haidu Bible Institute to you this morning as the living picture. It's just exciting to read of a church in action, what we've been called to do. I emailed Dr. Burst earlier this week, and I asked him if there was anything specific he would like me to present to you guys this morning, any specific prayers or any specific information. He said, please, just present Pastor Altidore Frank that's in this, the most recent update for the ministry, to present what God is doing. And so he said, just use your own words. I was like, no, I can't say it any better than what is written here. So that's what I'm going to do. So, for 1,800 years, churches trained men in the truth of the Word of God and sent them out to preach the gospel and establish new churches. This was the pattern throughout the book of Acts. 2 Timothy 2:2 teaches us to commit truth to faithful men who will teach others also. The results are well documented as the historic Christian faith was successfully spread throughout the world. Now, in the 21st century, On Target Ministry has picked up the challenge of this biblical mandate and has committed itself to training national pastors to take the gospel to their nations and plant new churches in many places. Today, some consider this missions model novel or new, but it is really very, very old. But the question is always raised, does this method still work today? To answer that question, let me share just one story from a recent graduate of the Haidu Bible Institute. Meet Pastor Altidore Frank. This young man faithfully studied at HBI for 4 years and graduated in 2016. This spring, he came back to our module and shared how God has used him in the past 16 months. Here is what he has accomplished so far. After his graduation, Pastor Frank challenged his church to adopt 2 Timothy 2:2 as their missions model and send a missionary to preach the gospel and plant new churches in Haiti. Haitian churches do not typically send missionaries. They are taught that their poverty entitles them to receive missionary help, but their responsibility to send a fully supported missionary is unheard of. After several months of faithful teaching, Pastor Frank was able to train several men in his church in Bible truth. One of these men became qualified to be its pastor, so Pastor Frank appointed him to that office. Then Pastor Frank was appointed by his church to be its missionary to Haiti. Pastor Frank decided to go to the interior of Haiti and preach the gospel in the remote provinces. These are places where the influence of voodoo is very strong and witch doctors rule the villages. After several months of preaching, he had several converts that he organized into a local church and continued to teach them. Eventually, he was able to appoint one of the men to pastor the church, and Pastor Frank moved on to another province. The result in the new province was the same. People were saved, a local church was born, the people were taught, and a man was appointed pastor. Pastor Frank then went to a third province, where the process was once again repeated. Now there are three new local churches in places where the gospel had never been preached before. Then Pastor Frank went to a major city in southern Haiti. He found a struggling church that had no pastor. So he asked the two elderly deacons if he could teach them. They agreed, and after several weeks, they told him that they had never heard such wonderful truth from the Bible. The church asked Pastor Frank to be their pastor, and he began to preach the word every Sunday. Soon, the church experienced a revival. Those living in sin repented and began living for the Lord. Three couples who were living together unmarried asked him to marry them. The church began reaching out into the community with the gospel, and the church began to grow. Pastor Frank told me that the church has over doubled in members during his short pastorate. Now he is busy strengthening that church and visiting his three churches in the provinces to be sure they are still grounded in truth. Pastor Frank accomplished more for the cause of Christ in 16 months than a traditional missionary could accomplish in 4 lifetimes. God truly blesses his word. When we obey the simple commands of Scripture, there is no limit to what God can do through his faithful servants. Incredible, isn't it? Praise God. He does have some special prayer needs, obviously. They received $13,000 for the spring module in Haiti, which is a praise, but they still need $7,000 to cover the cost. The master students will graduate in October of this year, and the graduation cost is $5,000. A praise, the accreditation fee for HBI was received, so praise the Lord for his provision, and a personal need for Doc Burse and Anna Burse is that they still need about $1,100 per month to reach full support for their own personal needs, and he would ask prayer for that as well. So this is just an incredible example of the church in action, and I just get excited every time I read it. So let's lift up Dr. Burson, the HBI, in prayer. So, Heavenly Father, we are just, it's exciting to see your church in action, Father, to follow the command to go out and to train young men, to teach them, to teach others, to spread the gospel to those who have not heard it before. And it's just amazing to see you working in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Haiti, Father, and just wonderful to hear. So we want to lift up Pastor Frank, that you would continue to bless him and his ministry and the churches that has planted under his care, that they would continue to grow, Father, that they would continue to grow in truth, and that they would continue to reach out to those around them, Father. I want to lift up Dr. Burst to you and the needs that he has expressed. We thank you for Haiti Bible Institute and the wonderful works that are going on there. So, Lord, just pray that your provision will be met there, that their needs will be met, Father. There's nothing too great to ask of you, Father. So we lift them up to you, and we praise you for this wonderful ministry. We praise you for the wonderful word that's coming out. And we ask that your hand be upon them. Continue to lead and guide, Father, and bless them as they are faithful servants to the ministry that you have given them charge over. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.